Cosa Nostra 2. Written by Emma Nichols. Narrated by Jessica Jeffries. Chapter 1. Simone's hand shook uncontrollably as she tried to insert the keycard into the narrow slot and release the lock to their hotel room door. The heat from Maria's body pressed against her made the task even more challenging. The 500-yard walk back from the Palais Garnier to the Ritz couldn't have been more dissimilar to her stroll to the ballet less than 4 hours earlier, when the world had looked an entirely different place. She'd been alone on the way to the theatre, dreaming, hoping and wishing that Maria could be with her. All of that had somehow come true, and she had walked back with Maria's hand in hers. Maria, who Simone thought had died and been buried in Sicily, hadn't. Shock and elation had released suppressed grief and disbelief. The surrealness of the whole evening lingered in the ongoing battle between comprehension of the present and the kaleidoscope of mixed emotions imprinted in her consciousness from the past. Inhaling Maria's perfume, with traces of vanilla and white musk and the strength of her hand in the small of Simone's back, was a potent reminder of all that she had missed in just over 3 months without her. She had stopped counting the days. Heartache for what had been lost thundered loudly beneath the veil of wanton desire. She hadn't done with grieving yet, but now she had to attune to this new reality. It was the best kind of adjustment to have to make, but elusive when the pain of loss still felt so raw. She fiddled with the keycard, and no matter which way she turned, it refused to find the narrow slot. Her hands were trembling. Tears stood on guard behind her eyes, and she knew they were just a second from being deployed. And worse, she had no control over stopping them. The strong, comforting hand that covered hers and the soft whisper of support was all that was needed to set the emotional past free. Tears spilled onto her cheeks and her shoulders began to shake. She sniffed as she wiped her eyes with the back of her hand. "I'm sorry," she whispered. "Hey." Maria's tone was quietly compassionate. She lifted Simone's chin, looked into her eyes and wiped her cheeks. "Come here." Simone pressed her head to Maria's chest and found comfort in the strong heartbeat that resounded in her ear. Raw hurt reared up in a wave, then drew her down with more force than she had the courage to withstand. Maria felt good, so good. Too good to be true? What if I lose?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?